All right, well, let me jump on over here to my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I will just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. They are epic good at what they do. They will see all ages. They are open 7 days a week, and they are indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me just jump in here. So yesterday, there was an amazing exchange of words that took place on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox Business. So Cavuto was interviewing White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein, grilling him hard about the fact that President Biden continually misrepresents the economy. The latest and greatest gaslight, by the way, is that Biden has repeatedly said in speeches that when he took office, that inflation was at 9%. When he took office, it was at 9%. The truth is, it was at 1.4%, despite the fact that we were in the first year of COVID. So Cavuto wore Bernstein out as he quaffed and catfished and clawed back, attempting to say that it was just Biden saying that the factors that would lead to 9% a year later were in place. Well, to that extent, Cavuto finally cut him off and said this to him. He said, quote, "It seems to the American people, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that you're just lying." That's about as blunt as it comes right there. He literally told the economic advisor to the president, "You're just lying." Look, generally speaking, I would hazard that there are two main reasons for someone to lie about anything. The first reason people lie is they are fearful of what will happen if the truth is known. But number two, the reason people lie is because they don't think the listeners of the lie can handle the truth. Well, both are awful reasons, and both of them breed distrust and uncertainty. You see, truth is also a character indicator. As an attorney, before I get a witness on the stand, I work to determine what their reputation is for truthfulness and veracity. When a witness becomes known for lies, it's generally considered to be a stain on their character. It calls into question everything they say. A person's propensity for truthfulness actually matters. If someone is scared of what the truth's going to mean, and they don't otherwise have the strength of character to face that fear, they lie. Would you want someone to be in charge of your life, your job, your church, your politics, or anything else for that matter if they didn't have the spine to see bad news and also deal with it head on? There's an old saying that I was taught as a young Army officer that bad news does not get better with time, and it's true. Real leaders confront the consequences and deal with them. Cowards put their heads in the sand and hope it all goes away. A lie? Well, that's the quick way of putting one's head in the sand. But the other reason? Not just the fact that they're scared of the truth, but the other reason for lying, where the grounds for the lie is built on the notion that others who might be impacted by the truth just wouldn't be able to handle it. Well, there's an arrogance in that. It's like the arrogant character played by Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men who shouted out with disgust in open court that you can't handle the truth. Well, a person who lies because they believe the listener can't handle reality is showing a disdain or a dislike or a distrust of others. Somehow then they also rationalize the reason that the lie should be uttered. So again, one, the liar fears the impact of the truth, or two, the liar doesn't trust others to handle the truth, so they lie. And like I said, neither one of those excuses is excusable. And by the way, don't be fooled by the old adage, there's a possibility of it being a little white lie. Just a little white lie. Years ago, when I was a rookie lawyer working for an older lawyer who had been trying cases for years, I will never forget how one day I was assisting him at a trial, and we had just caught the opposition in a lie earlier on the stand, and my boss got up to make his closing arguments to the jury. And he led off by saying that when he was young, his grandfather was one of his major influences, and his grandfather used to tell him, "You lie about a little, you lie about a lot." Yeah, you lie about a little, you lie about a lot. I've used that line several times since then. Does that change, by the way, for politics? Is it excusable to spin things? I had a friend once that I was talking to about public statements that someone had made in state politics, and the person I was talking to said something to the effect of, "Well, I guess that's just politics." To which I replied, "No, it's called a lie." You see, there's no acceptable setting, including politics, for intentional mistruths. All right, now that I've laid all that foundation, has anyone noticed the constant stream of mistruths coming out of the Biden administration? Are they scared of the consequences, or do they just arrogantly believe that we can't handle the truth? Like, I could think of several. You remember like a year ago, about the lobster. You heard me, the lobster. Maine lobster, to be exact. Whole Foods took all of Maine lobster off of its shelves. No more Maine lobster at Whole Foods stores because activists had convinced Whole Foods that the right whales were endangered by lobster fishermen. Well, Joe Biden had already committed to the lobster fishermen that he would meet with them to defend their industry to the nth degree during his 2020 campaign. Then he refused to meet them once he got elected. Instead, his entire focus turned to empowering green activism, and as a result, the industry has now taken a major hit. But yet, in an incredible move of ambiguity and indifference, Biden soon thereafter also hosted his first dinner, state dinner, for French President Macron. And at the top of the menu, 200 Maine lobsters. I mean, so what is it? What's the truth? He'll eat and serve Maine lobster, but he won't openly defend fishing for Maine lobster. It only gets worse from there, though. I mean, one of the chief liars that works for the liar-in-chief is Presidential Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She says all kinds of things. Remember the time when she said that Joe Biden had been to the southern border? Well, at the time she said it, there was an outcry because there was actually no record that he'd ever been to the southern border. The truth is he hadn't at that point. So why say it? Was she scared of the truth? Or was she arrogantly not believing that we can handle the truth? How about John Kirby, the former Pentagon press secretary, now serving as coordinator for communications coordinator for the National Security Council? He made the amazing statement once that, quote, Russia and China were likely in awe of the United States after watching how quickly the exit from Afghanistan took place. Like, what? How is the Biden administration able to put out statements like that when the world knows that the exit from Afghanistan was so bad that China actually began using it as a propaganda tool to try and convince other world leaders we could no longer be counted on as a good ally? Look, these are not small mistruths, and they're just some of the many. And they aren't so-called little white lies. These are major policy points that affect our economy, our military strength, and they impact the public trust in the office of the presidency. This is a pattern, too, by the way. It's been known for so many years that Joe Biden will embellish whatever story he's in to help himself be, what, more relatable, I guess? Fighting with Corn Pop, finishing top of his class when he didn't, playing college football. No, he didn't. Accepted to the Naval Academy. No, he wasn't. His son died in Iraq. No, he didn't. And on and on and on. And people have excused those little white lies. They put him off as just old Joe. Just old school politics. No, they're called lies. So now we have the man who's been lying for years without constraint or correction. A man who, by the way, has never, ever, ever led anything, any organization in his whole life. A man who has built his life on lying about a little. Is now in charge of an administration that seems perpetually designed to lie about a lot. And there's no good excuse for it. I actually think that both of the reasons for lying are what's behind it. I think Biden's scared of the truth, and I think Biden doesn't trust you with the truth. Lie about a little, lie about a lot. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. It's true. You look at it. I mean, any witness in court is going to be judged in part on their propensity for truthfulness and veracity. And you can have the ability to determine character and even sometimes be able to provide character evidence for truthfulness. And man, the character evidence out there for Joe Biden is just like at epic levels. Amazing. Lie about a little, lie about a lot. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.